This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in July drops to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday and will face Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November.
This race has been about getting proper executive leadership in the governor's mansion and a great governor who served the people of Wisconsin.
The Internal Revenue Service must hand over President Trump's tax records to a House committee. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday, dismissing a long-running legal battle to block tax officials. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, described the order as a victory. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
President Trump said he will testify under oath as part of a New York State civil investigation into his business dealings of his company, the Trump Organization. Today, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is questioning if Trump misled the value of assets, including golf courses and skyscrapers, to tax authorities. 90 days before the midterm elections, and the Department of Justice raids a possible future presidential candidate with automatic machine guns.
There are still more questions than answers regarding the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida on Monday night. Among those looking for details on why it happened is South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're 90 days before an election. The FBI sent agents to the home of a former president, the leading contender to be the nominee for 2024, and I want to know why.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
A former Twitter employee was convicted of spying for Saudi Arabia by turning over personal information of platform users who'd use anonymous names to criticize the kingdom and its royal family. Ahmad Abuamo, a U.S. resident born in Egypt, was found guilty of money laundering, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and falsifying records. He faces 10 to 20 years in prison when he's sentenced. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, told Newsmax, the Monday raid on President Trump's Florida home was cleared by the intelligence community that has gotten every single decision wrong since President Biden started running the show.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community. Huge failures. For example, the intelligence community led Congress to believe that the Afghanistan government would fight the Taliban, and we all saw they never fired a shot. Then the intelligence community led Congress to believe that Ukraine would be like Afghanistan, run off. Now you look, the intelligence community based so much information on the Steele dossier, which we now know was fake. And here we have an instance where the intelligence community, most recently in the last 24 hours, raided the former president of the United States, who's the front runner for president, in the next election, and they give nobody any explanation other than there were a few documents missing from the National Archives.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, when you have a majority of the Americans, I mean a super majority, 9 out of 10 people agreeing that we're on the wrong track, I think that's a good start. Now we can start to have a conversation and reason together. Dr. Jerry Newcomb joins us now. He's the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministry. And it's always good to have you here with us, Jerry. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, thank you. But yeah, you're right. This is these are unprecedented times.
Well,
but,
you know,
what happened, that raid earlier?
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's all part and parcel, Jerry, of where this country is right now. We have lost our moral compass, and our institutions that we could once trust in, we know that they have been subject for consideration. It seems like every three-letter agency of our government has broken trust with the American people. And, and we've got some soul searching to do. You know, what's come to mind, again, that's been cycling, and maybe because of Jonathan Cahn's new documentary, Harbinger, The Things to Come. Have you had a chance to see this yet, Jerry?
No, not yet.
You've got to see it. This is amazing because what this does is, if you're familiar with the Harbinger itself, which was a deeper look into what happened 9/11 in 2001 through a spiritual lens, and how the uncanny pattern of what happened to Israel when God judged Israel, how it was following a similar pattern here in the United States. And so Jonathan first gave us the Harbinger and the warnings that went along with it. All the evidence, amazing, and consistently connected with the verse of Scripture from Isaiah 9:10. And one of the things that's in this movie that I found quite interesting, because we know God to be very consistent and precise. It's not willy-nilly. I mean, it is exact. And we were, as a people, we were warned repeatedly that there would be judgment, that there would be an attack, but we just didn't think of that. In fact, what Jonathan pointed out in this movie, one of the points of interest was, you know, the one-year Bible, which came out in the mid-80s, when you go to that verse of Scripture that's in the one-year Bible, Isaiah 9:10, and you read the day that that Scripture comes up, it was on September the 11th.
Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing?
And there are
It is America. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, I was going to say that I think there are so many different ways in which America really, truly has been blessed as a nation. And we have totally turned our backs on God. We've turned our backs on His principles. And we've lost our way. And I think the least you could say is he has withheld many of his blessings from us. And so that the shield of protection that once was there is no longer there. And
right.
You see people, elements in this country, essentially trying to turn America into a banana republic, which we're not. We're a nation of laws, and the rule of law is what is to prevail. And no one man is above the law, but people should not act in such a way that their love for power and therefore what power can bring them, which includes money and, you know, all kinds of benefits and perks in this life, are literally causing them to ruin the whole country and the whole future of the country. You know, the one thing that I'd like to bring out, I write a weekly column, and if you ever read it or look at it, you'll see that there's a common point, a theme that I get back to, and that is that the essence of America can be summarized in two phrases. That we're one nation under God, that's the first point, that our rights come from the Creator, and the founders recognize that. And that's part of the reason we've been so blessed. There are other nations where they've been explicitly founded on the idea that there is no God, and in such a context, there's no higher appeal. If the government takes away your rights unjustly and so forth, there's no one you can appeal to because there is no God, they say. And therefore, good luck with that. You know, and
exactly. Honestly, yeah, it's might makes right at that point.
Might makes right. It's what happened to the Cubans. Mm-hmm. It's why people will risk their lives. Even this week, people risking their lives to get out of Cuba because of the anti-God sentiments and what that means in terms of human freedom or the lack thereof. The second point of what makes America what it is self-rule. In other words, the consent of the governed. So those two key things, that's the essence of America, and that's why America is absolutely worth fighting for. That's why our battle over history is so important. Self-rule under God. That's it.
Right.
Those two key
exactly.
things. And that summarizes, in effect, the brilliance of the Founding Fathers in recognizing, they didn't create it, they just recognize what the Creator has given us and what God has given us, man should not take away, and they're trying to.
Exactly. Well, the deal is what's happened is they've done it by just ignoring God. I mean, you talk about the flight out of Cuba because it's become such a godless nation. Well, look at the flight within the Democratic Party. Remember, it was 08. They took God. They purposely, they purposely took God out of their party platform, Jerry.
Yeah, and remember they had that time where at one of the conventions, they had, I think it was the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah, Villaraigosa. Yes. Yeah.
And he was speaking to all the people, and he says, and there were, I wish they had isolated it. They only made one proposal, not two. But what he did was he combined two things. He said, should we have God in our
party platform,
in our bylaws or whatever,
right.
mention God? Or the second thing was, should we recognize something about Israel? So there was something about Israel and something about God. You know, Israel autonomous versus two-state solution, which means Israel loses to the Palestinians or whatever. So in other words, he combined the two things, God and Israel, and the people clearly booed at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, bottom line is that God is not just a figurehead. God, in fact, there's a phrase that the Supreme Court itself used in previous times when they were kind of anti-God, frankly, you know, in some of their rulings. And the phrase they use is ceremonial deism. And
yes.
the idea of ceremonial deism is that, okay, we'll talk about, this is one nation under God. Our politicians will swear in, so help me God, and that kind of thing. But they don't really mean anything by it.
Exactly.
As opposed to the idea that, well, these things do mean something because there is a God and he will hold us all accountable. And even the founding fathers of America that weren't necessarily Orthodox Christian in all their thinking and writing and so forth, even they recognized the point that we are accountable to God See, accountability to God makes all the difference in the world. I maintain part of the reason we're having this break.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Dr. Jerry Newcomb on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us, the Executive Director of the Providence Forum and offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, as we were talking before, where America is right now, we have really lost sight and disengaged from our moral compass. You know, the Bible is clear, people without vision will cast off restraint. We are like that hot air balloon that's been been punctured and that has no anchoring, no moral mooring, and we're chaotically just blowing hither and thither and pell-mell all over the place, and people are wondering what's going on. And the clear solution to this is what John Winthrop, who was the true founding father of America, when he came here with his vision after, the pilgrims had prayed for something like 10, 12 years, as you did a lot of research and did your documentary on, is that, America was bathed in prayer and revelation from God themselves, and the pilgrims wanted a place to come to where they could freely worship God. And it was amazing that Winthrop, because they were students of the Bible as well in prayer, had envisioned a kind of a satellite Jerusalem, so to speak. And God honored the request and, in a sense, entered into covenant with this country's founding fathers. And just with Israel, those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will be cursed, right? And that if you do right, if you continue on and follow and are obedient to God's laws and his leading, it will go well for you. But if you don't, if you turn your back on God, then the curses that were enumerated and presented to Israel would fall on this nation. And it would, as you look at what's going on right now, the plagues, the invasion of our borders in our country, the powerlessness, increasing powerlessness of our military in our economy. These are all representative of a country that's in judgment. And we are in denial right now. But God gives us that hope in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which, for a while there in the 80s, we heard it quite often. And we haven't been hearing that very often. And I've said this to many pastors. I said, look, this is that word, that now word that the people need to be reminded of, the people of faith, those who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray and confess to God that God is there standing ready to forgive them, welcome them back home, and restore their land and heal their land. This is the promise and hope that we have in God, not in Joe Biden or any other government entity, is it?
Yes. and just real fast, when the pilgrims, a small group of outcasts who were a subset of the larger group of Puritans or nonconformist Christians from England, mm-hmm. when they first settled Plymouth, it was just a small, little settlement and so forth. Hardly any people there. Half their number died that first winter and so forth. But they were in covenant with God and each other for their agreement. And by the way, the agreement that they wrote up, the Mayflower Compact, became the first step towards ultimately the two key founding documents of America, our birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights come from God, and then the Constitution, which explains how the government is to work. And then because the pilgrims created this toehold in New England, then later great masses of Puritans were able to come in 1630, just 10 years later, mm-hmm. and they founded Boston, and their leader, John Winthrop, whom you just mentioned a moment ago, he's the one who famously said, he gave the sermon, actually, it was a sermon called A Model of Christian Charity. And he used the phrase, "For we shall be as a city on a hill. The eyes of all the world shall be upon us." And they talked about what you were talking about with the New Jerusalem and so forth. People can look up, by the way, online. Just Google A Model of Christian Charity and see Winthrop. Anyway, and so you see that idea of the covenant. And he talks about how the God of Israel will be with us, and if we obey him, it'll be great, and if we disobey him, he will, turn us over to our own devices. And right. I think in Romans 1, we see the key phrase, and I think this is the key to understanding what's happening in America today, where God says that he leads people over to their own devices if they reject him and his principles and his word. And I'll tell you, Bill, we can never rise as human beings above the phrase, you reap what you sow. In other words,
exactly.
It is a law that God has built into the world, and you can think that you can reap what you sow, but you, or that you can somehow get beyond it. You can somehow be above God's judgment. Mm. But who, you know, you can't be. And it'd be much better to be under God's favor than
exactly. Well, you can't deny and get away from that principle that you'll reap what you sow any more than you can get away with the law of gravity. You violate the law of gravity, you know, it's right there in your face. Reaping and sowing is right there in your face. You may come up with some other human rationale, but that's the problem. You see, this is the problem that America had, which is the same problem that Israel had when it was being judged. It, you know, here it is, the enemy came in, and it's interesting, Jonathan Cahn points out that the Assyrian army, Think about this for a minute, Jerry. The Assyrian army that came in and attacked Israel for all their, you know, practice and turning their back on God and, you know, all their idols that they were worshiping and false idols and everything. And God finally just said, okay, enough's enough, and you're judged. And he sends the Assyrians. The Assyrians come in to attack. And that was an indication that the cover that God had on Israel and the protective cover upon Israel had been lifted. And now they became vulnerable. But instead of acknowledging that, whoa, wait a minute, because we've turned our back on God, God's lifted his hand of cover away from us and exposed us, they defiantly responded with Isaiah 9:10, that we're going to build our walls stronger, the trees that have been knocked down, we're going to plant, you know, better trees, all this attitude, all this humanistic response, and not even questioning for a moment that, wait a minute, are we being judged here? Is this a judgment from God? And here, 2,500 years later, America does the same thing. And who is it that comes into America and attacks America on 9/11? The descendants of Assyria.
Interesting. Yep, that's a really great point. And I think the bottom line is, you know, do we put our trust in God or do we put our trust in man? In fact, going back to the founding fathers, again, they weren't all perfect, and they certainly weren't all believers in Jesus Christ, although the vast majority of them were. But even one of the least religious among them, Ben Franklin, during the time of the Constitutional Convention, when things were really going slowly and difficultly, and they were having big arguments and so forth, you know, big state versus little state, how to deal with slavery, how to, you know, should we end it now or should we end the slave, you know, but by the way, they voted to end the slave trade within 20 years of it going into effect. And they get no credit for that. That was the first major step towards stopping slavery in America, and the founding fathers did that in the Constitutional Convention. In any event, June 28, 1787, Ben Franklin gets up and gives a lengthy speech, and he basically says, unless the Lord builds a house, those that labor, labor in vain. We must put our trust in God. We must pray. And he said, if a sparrow can't even fall without God's notice, then how can we hope to build an empire in America without his aid?
Amen.
And then he came up with a proposal for prayer, and they adopted a variation of the proposal. In effect, they did fulfill what he wanted, which was them to pray. They prayed together, and the Constitution was created, and we became a nation. And so I think this is really important, and I've tried to capture so many of the important factors that people don't know about our history in our series on the foundation of American liberty, and providenceforum.org has more information on this whole film series that I've created. 7 one-hour films on America's Christian roots.
It is awesome. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, as always, we appreciate the input. Again, check out this series. It will really enlighten your understanding.
New Jersey, Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash? cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in July drops to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease is better as the recession continues to still be painful to everyone's wallets. Tim Michaels, a wealthy businessman endorsed by President Trump, won the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor on Tuesday and will face Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November.
This race has been about getting proper executive leadership in the governor's mansion and a great governor who served the people of Wisconsin.
The Internal Revenue Service must hand over President Trump's tax records to a House committee. A federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday, dismissing a long-running legal battle to block tax officials. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, described the order as a victory. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It was interesting. A friend brought to light, he said, take a look at the death rate here in America and, you know, see what's happening. And, you know, basically the death rate has been virtually unchanged. And, you know, think about it. You know, for all the fear and everything that we went through because of COVID, in the last 2.5-3 years, and the death rate has not increased. And I know some people have even said, well, you know, that's how we cured cancer and it's how we cured the flu, is COVID. Because you would think, based on all that we went through, that the death rate would have grown, would have doubled. But there's hardly a difference in the death rate. And this is the science that's being ignored. Now, Dr. Stella Emanuel is back with us. She's an emergency medicine specialist, American frontline doctor that advocates for early treatment for COVID and monkeypox. As you'll recall, when we had talked before, we went into a very extended conversation about her then-released book, Let America Live. Dr. Stella, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. I'm really, really honored to be back today.
Well, the honor is ours, Dr. Stella. I mean, you have been at the front line. You've defended freedom. You have done what a lot of the frontline doctors have been dedicated in doing, and that's to do no harm, which is part of the Hippocratic Oath that you have taken, that you are serious about, that you're here to serve and to help people out, not to put them in some sort of political paradigm that puts their life in peril. And you have been at the forefront of early care in responding to COVID, and you have demonstrated irrefutable success.
Yes. I mean, I don't know how many patients we have seen the last time we saw you, but right now we spoke to you. But right now we've taken care of over 120,000 patients with a lot of success.
520,000. Wow. That's amazing.
No, 120,000.
Wow. Oh, 120. Okay.
Yes. My team and I have been working really hard for the past 2 years, just taking care of the American people and making sure that they stay out of the hospital, making even people that have a lot of comorbidities that are definitely a death sentence with COVID have done well. And then we're barely, there's not been a day that our team didn't see maybe 5-10 COVID patients, and right now it's on the up. We're getting more patients now. But then they throw out monkeypox. It's just one thing after another. And the crazy part about it is that humanity would still, there are people lining up to take monkeypox vaccine. There are people that have run back into the house and put on their mask. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that we could be this caged or this deceived, and we continue to dance to that tune, you know. And there are many, many, many studies that are coming out right now saying that COVID is treatable. There are many that are coming out saying that the vaccine that they've been pushing is harming a lot of people. And they have studies from Europe, studies everywhere, and they are being ignored. Even people that have been harmed are just being ignored. So we are in
exactly.
We're in very strange times, and very strange times, you know.
Without a doubt, and there's a group here in Florida where I live. They have put, a lot of people have come together who have lost loved ones, and the common denominator in the deaths of all these loved ones, remdesivir. Mm-hmm. Remdesivir. Yes. I know you know about this.
Of course. Like I said, people are not dying in the hospitals because COVID is killing them. Many of the people that died in the hospitals, they were killed by refusing them good treatment and then giving them remdesivir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, people are crying and begging for ivermectin or begging for hydroxychloroquine, and they just refuse to give them. You know, I've traveled around this country, you know, I travel all the time, sometimes 2-3-4 times in a month, just going around, you know, sometimes speaking in churches, speaking in rallies, speaking in events. And one of the people just come to me crying. They killed my brother. They killed my sister. My husband. We beg them for medicine. How can we, a first world country, get to a place where people are begging for medicine and they are saying no? And, I don't even think we're a first world country anymore, because look at what happened this week.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You throw that in the mix and you go, there's just another brick in the wall that moves us closer to socialism and to totalitarianism. You know, people from, this is an immigrant nation, and people who have left their home countries because of the totalitarianism are seeing the rise of totalitarianism in this country. And it's shocking for them and for most Americans. You know, we're like that frog in the boiling water example, right? Yeah. We've been comfortable, and our liberties continue to be stolen from us. And this government, this oppressive government, is taking a stranglehold upon the people, which was never the design of our U.S. Constitution or our founding.
Uh-oh. And this is deeper than just the deep state. This is the plan of the World Economic Forum to cause fear to cause, this COVID became something that gave the shadow government of the World Economic Forum and the WHO the strength behind running almost every country. You know, they handed down bad policies and bad protocols that would make sure that they eliminate a lot of patients. And then they handed it down to the CDC. The CDC handed it down to hospitals, and they were highly incentivized with a lot of money. You know, if you came in with a COVID diagnosis, you got maybe $7,000-$8,000. If you got intubated, they gave you almost $40,000 or so. And people were highly incentivized to do this really crazy demonic kind of treatments. And you would think that human beings will not do that. But now we're seeing that many people are doing it, and I'm wondering how whether these people are even human at all, because it's possible for to do this kind of evil, you know.
Well, they're purposely they're purposely killing people, Dr. Emmanuel, and you know, and you go, wait a minute, and you when you go into a deeper dive in understanding the World Economic Forum and their policies, I mean, first of all, it is of their belief that the world cannot sustain a population of 8 billion people. And in their calculus, hey, you remove 20%, 30% of the world population, no big whoop. I mean, some have even, you know, used greater numbers than that. I mean, think about it. And here we are on the verge of starving people because of what's happening with our food supplies and, you know, some of these, you know, food distributors and producers here in the United States. I think we've got, I think, almost three dozen plants that have been burned down. We got the problem.
Over 100.
It's over 100 now?
And food, yes.
Okay.
Chicken coops and you know, cows and stuff. Over 100 that have just been burned down. I tell people we are in biblical times. We're in Revelation 6.
Yes.
Where the seals are being opened and evil is released on the world.
Exactly.
And people say, why would the seals be opened by the Lord Jesus himself as the Savior of the world? And I tell people we have the world, us human beings, God gave us this planet to tend and to keep it. And we've exposed and allowed so much evil in the planet that we've been weighed on the balance and found wanting. And God has been sending people, prophets, to tell humanity to repent and turn back to him. And we have not. We've continued in our one-way debauchery. So we're due for judgment, you know.
Yeah, and exactly.
I've been crying out for the past 2 years, or even way more, when the Lord started showing me all this stuff. If you read my book, Let America Live.
Yes.
That we need to repent. We need to cry out to God. That's
Amen.
That's our only way out of this.
Amen.
And we don't cry out to God, we're going to be toast. You know,
right.
We need to cry out to God. And right now we're in Revelation 6. If you go into Revelation 6, the Lord Jesus is opening this seal.
Yes.
Seal number one is the conqueror. And the conqueror has gone forth to conquer the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this seal was opened in 2020, and the whole world has been conquered. Islands that don't even have any connection with the world.
Dr. Stella, we got to go to break. Stay with us. Got more.
Publish and sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Two things about revival. I say, look at, quit looking, go be one. You can be, a one-man revival, a one-woman revival, but always what precedes revival is repentance. And this is what Dr. Stella Emanuel is talking about. I mean, obviously, a woman of God who understands what God is doing right now. Yes, we're talking about this, and this is a conversation that doesn't happen, everywhere in the United States. It should be happening right now because we need to take these signs very seriously that are in front of us. COVID, well, let's go back, first of all, what happened on 9/11/2001 when the country was attacked. We were attacked by a foreign nation. And as I was sharing with Dr. Jerry Newcomb a moment ago, Stella, was that what happened was the Assyrians were the ones that attacked northern Israel, as you recall, 2,500 years ago, because they turned their back on God, said, hey, we can do it. We don't need God. We've got our own idols. In fact, they were so corrupt that even in the temple confines where they thought it was hidden away, they had idols. They had idols. They had brought idols. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So here they are, 2,500. But the point is that the Assyrians were the ones that came in. On 9/11/2001, God takes his hand of protection away from America. We are attacked. And who attacks us? The descendants of Assyria came in and attacked America. So you go, whoa, what is all this about? And just as Israel was judged and America was being judged, and just as Israel thought, they didn't want to think that it was God, even though they had prophets, to your point. Prophets were telling him, we're going to get judged. You're going to get. They said, no, they denied it. And they said, look it. Right. They said, we're going to build it back stronger.
We've been talking. Many prophets have been telling America to repent. A prophet from Uganda, John Mulindi, that the Lord shows us an amazing thing about America. And America didn't listen. He said America is going to go through three waves of judgment. But you see, right now we are in, like I said, we're in the book of Revelation, I believe. We're in Revelation 6. Mm. And if you look at it as the seals are being opened, in 2020, the conqueror was opened, and I said earlier. In the same 2020, the second seal that is open in Revelation 6 is the sword. The sword is released in the world. There's fighting. You remember when Black Lives Matter, Antifa tearing up the nation right now?
Exactly.
People are shooting each other for no reason. There's war in Ukraine and China is threatening us and Syria. I mean, just so much. We have so much peace until this administration took over and immediately there was war everywhere. You know what I'm saying? People are killing each other everywhere. People are fighting. Vax are fighting the unvaxxed and black, white, and there's chaos because the sword has been released. Now, when the third seal has just been opened, that is famine. The Bible talks about there's going to be a measure of wheat for a day's wages. Imagine when a loaf of bread is $200 or $300, a loaf of bread. You know what I'm saying? And famine is deliberate. They are planning it. It's deliberate. In Europe, they are asking people to kill their cows. And in fact, Sri Lanka fell. Why? They stopped them from using fertilizers and told them to go
exactly.
to the deal. And then the country has fallen. They had to kick the president. The population was so hungry and so angry. They stormed the presidency, kicked the president out, started cooking his food and eating. And there's even cannibalism going on in Sri Lanka. This is how crazy the world is going right now. And human beings are just watching. Like I said, we are in the book of Revelation. It's a revelation. Yeah. It's not a prophecy. Every generation would decide what they would do with it.
Mm.
If our generation cannot be the first that will just throw our hands in the air and let the devil take over.
Right. And Dr. Stella, the people here in America have been rather spoiled. They have no idea what it's like to starve.
Mm?
They have no idea. They have no idea. And all the signs are there, as you mentioned. The problem with Russia, Ukraine, the impact that it's having on the distribution of wheat. Our distribution channels interrupted. Food supply is compromised and everything. I mean, we are not that far away from a nation being in peril to where people are starving. Now, you know, when you look back historically, when there were just millions of people who died, they died of starvation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's opening. And I know for some people, they may hear and they go, well, Bill, you and Dr. Stella are getting no, the sign. We're telling you the signs that are there, right? Yes.
Pick up your phone and Google food shortage. You see it.
Yes.
In fact, when the fourth seal is opened, it's death and hell. Quarter of the world's population is going to die, which is like 2 billion people. This is so crazy that people cannot even think about it. People are going to die from famine. They're going to die from pestilences. They're going to die from war. And they're going to die from death. The kill shot that they've been giving people are going to die from it. Right now, if you Google sudden adult death syndrome, it's on the rise. And then you see the fact checkers are already telling, oh, no, COVID doesn't cause it. People are dropping dead. Athletes are dropping dead. Young people are getting strokes. 17-year-olds are getting strokes and heart attacks, which is unheard of. You know what I'm saying? And nobody is trying to relate it back to the kill shot. So, and Bill Gates said he was going to depopulate the world 10 to 15% with vaccines. They are saying it. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and in fact, Yuval Noah is the gift that keeps giving because he's the one exposing everything right now. He says that they're going to create inert human beings that don't have that. Bodies that don't have any, that are inorganic, and they're going to put computers in them, and they're going to run the world more efficiently, and they don't need human beings. So what all they need us for is video games. They're going to give us video games and drugs, and they're not hiding it anymore. Klaus Schwab says that if we take gene editing, the fourth industrial revolution is going to change us. So this, we are already in the battle of the gods. You know what I'm saying? Just like in the days of Noah, there's corruption of humanity, and it's being done blatantly right now with this gene therapy we call shot. And then there's also violence, and there's corruption, and there's genetic editing. And in the days of Noah, it was done by angels sleeping with human beings. But right now, it's just done by gene modification technology. You know, a lot of people are doing. I've fallen for it. So they finished. They have played their hand with COVID. They realize people are getting COVID if after they got the vaccine. many people are dying from that are dying from COVID right now. There's a study that came out of Europe that says, oh, the over 90% of people that are dying from COVID right now are vaccinated.
Yes, exactly.
People that are vaccinated and boosted, they are dying from COVID more than regular people. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The death rate is higher. So these studies are coming, and they are ignoring it. And if you bring it up, they'll fact check you and cancel you from society. You understand what I'm saying? So there is something that has something. The conqueror has taken over the world. You know, you cannot even say the truth online or say it everywhere. They'll fact check you. They are everywhere. I'm telling you, Bill, this is Independence Day. Did you watch a movie, Independence Day?
Yes, absolutely.
This is Independence Day on steroids.
Right.
The only difference is that the aliens of this day look like you and I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are running everything. They are shadowy government. They are running everything because they look like you and I. You don't realize these are demons. The Bible talks about it in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 41, 42. Talks about in the last government, that's the last government that is going to rule the world, is going to be iron mixed with clay. And as iron mixes with clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man. The Lord Jesus said the parable of the wheat and tares. A man sowed wheat while men slept, while the church slept, his enemy came and sowed tares. The word of God also talks about it in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. It said in that time, the devil was going to deceive human beings to make images unto the devil. And then he will have the power to give breath to these images. And this is what these people are saying. They're going to create inorganic bodies that are going to talk and walk. And, you know, it's like putting a human cloak on a computer or an AI. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And this is what we're dealing with right now. That is why the evil is so crazy and they are so blatant and they don't care what they are doing. And if we don't pray, we're going to be toast. If humanity does not rise up and cry out to God desperately right now, we're going to be toast. You see, the fourth, in that fourth, when the fifth seal is open, many souls are seen at the throne of grace. So it is up to us right now. Are you going to be one of those that are going to go from death to hell or death to going into the throne of grace? I tell people, do not be afraid to die, whether it's monkeypox, gorilla pox, elephant pox, whatever. Don't be afraid to die. Make sure you give your life to Christ. Get your life right with God. Whoever you are, the final battle is going to be here. If humanity doesn't cry out to God desperately right now to turn this around, we're going straight into tribulation, and this is what's going to happen. People will starve. People will die. There will be war and famine and pestilences. And the Bible has said it. The globalists are planning it. So the stage is set. We have to decide, is this a revelation or a prophecy? If it's a prophecy, it must come to pass now. If it's a revelation, that means the Lord showed what was happening, and we have a chance to repent and push this evil away. If you, in the days of Charles Finney, in the days of Ivan Roberts, in the days of Azusa Street, all of those revivalists were so sure that the coming of Christ was imminent. But they prayed in their generation, and evil was moved to another generation. And that is God's pattern. So we have to make those decisions, whether we want to pray for our generation and let this be moved. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what we do. And on top of that, everybody needs to get ready. Stock up food, water, medication. If you're on insulin, if you're on high blood pressure medicine, go get them and stock it up. I've been saying this over for the past 1 year. Stock up food, stock up water.
Exactly.
Get, you know.
Well, Dr. Stella, look, I appreciate the warning. I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the show, and always welcome to be back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters I